as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Magnify you tonight. We thank you for your power and your glory. We ask that, Lord, by the declaration of your word, your people shall be released from all forms of satanic oppressions of sin, of addictions, of unholy and unrighteousness. We ask that as we prepare ourselves to receive an open heavens and a deeper relationship with you this year, we pray that this day will mark a turnaround in the life of someone. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let all give a believing amen. Come on, clap your hands and let your amen show that you are a believer. Hallelujah. You want to look in the face of someone and welcome the person to our spiritual emphasis week. God will turn the person's life around. Holiness will be put upon the person while sin is taken away from the person. You are drawing nearer to the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Take back your seat. Amen. We started looking at steps to intimacy with God. How to draw closer to God. And your lives should have a meaning. The first thing you need to do is genuine repentance. Genuine repentance. Where we say genuine repentance means you acknowledge your sin, what you have committed, what you have done. You don't pretend like all is well when you know all is not well. You know this is your problem. You know you have done this. You know you have done that wrong. All that you need, if you want truly repent, then you need to acknowledge that, Lord, I did this, I did that, I'm sorry. And when you acknowledge and you accept it, then you can now confess it. When you confess it, then you have truly repented, and that will also make you forsake what you claim you are sorry about. Repentance has to do with a change of mind. That if you say you have repented from something, you must change from that thing. You can't say, oh, I've repented from smoking, and then tomorrow you are there smoking. Say, Lord, forgive me, and you go back smoking. Lord, forgive me, you go back drinking. Lord, forgive me, you go back fornicating. Or whatever you confess, you say, oh, Lord, forgive me, I want to serve you this year. And then you go back into it. That is not repentance. Genuine repentance is accompanied by change. Everyone say change. And that is the meaning of repentance. That you will change positively towards that thing that you said you have stopped. You will change. Amen. Then we said number two, after genuine repentance, for you to draw closer to the Lord, you need purification by the blood of Jesus. You need purification, that the blood of Jesus will sanctify you, will purify you. Our hearts, they are filled with a lot of evil things. Bible says that for the Lord saw the heart of man, that it was wicked continually. So as for the heart of man, before God, it is wicked continually. What can purge our heart? What can make us pure? What can make us acceptable before God? So that we can draw closer to God. We saw yesterday that God says that his relationship with us, something blocks it, and that thing is sin. He says, my hands are not short that they cannot get to you. In other words, I'm not too far that I cannot get to you, but it is your sin that has taken you far from me. It is your sin that has taken you away from the grace of God and from the presence of God. But I pray that this year, as we go through this fasting and prayer, the Lord will wipe away every single sin that is against your own account. Every single sin that speaks against you, every single sin that is credited to your account, any single sin that is hidden. Some of you, the sins that you are going through, they are hidden in your life. They are hidden. And you say, I tell you that I'm a pastor. I know what people are going through. I know what people are going through. It is not easy. Sometimes they will be seated by you so nice and you don't know what they are going through. But I want to assure you, whoever you are, no matter what you are going through, secretly that no one knows, that you want to stop, that you cannot stop, that you are believing God. This year is your year of freedom. You did it. I said, this year is the year you have been waiting for your deliverance. We need the blood of Jesus to purify us so that we can draw nigh to Him. He said, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. Clean your hands. Clean your hands and wipe it clean. You sinners, and purify your hearts. So God is interested in our purification if we will get close to Him. Number three, in the next few minutes, let's take that. Number three. After you have repented genuinely, the correct one, and you have stopped what you say you are sorry about, after you have truly repented, the number two thing is that you are purified. You are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And you see, every morning, this is the prayer you should pray. Every morning, ask the blood of Jesus to wash you clean. It doesn't matter if you have not, according to you, done nothing. Because yesterday I told you that there are two classifications of sin. What did I say is one? Sin of commission. That is sin that you committed. And the other one I say is what? Sin of omission. That is sin that came by your inability to do something. Maybe you are walking somewhere, you meet someone, the Holy Spirit spoke to your heart. Give him this money, he's hungry. And you ignored. It is a sin of omission. You were supposed to do it, you didn't do it. You were supposed to respect someone, you didn't respect the person. You see, things that you don't even know. After the sin of omission, there are things you don't know. And your man wouldn't need, but a bonnet. So maybe you go through, maybe your major problem is drinking, or maybe smoking, or maybe fornicating, or pride, or fighting. And stuff. And maybe because this 14 days started, you've not done it. The Lord has delivered you. You feel fine. And so now you stop praying for purification. Because when you look through, I've not done it. You still have to ask God to purify you by the blood. Because there were things your eyes saw that they shouldn't have seen. There were things your mouth spoke that they shouldn't have spoken. There were things your hands touched they shouldn't have touched. There were things that you did, even some thoughts. David prayed and he says that, let the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you. In other words, the meditation of our hearts, the things we think about, can even make us unrighteous. In your mind, you're ginger, you know, it means my hair burning. But the fact said, you must ask for purification. Amen. May the Lord purify us. Yeah, that is why Jesus said, if you see a woman and you think evil in your mind, you have already done the thing. So, if that is the case, I mean that a lot of you, if that is the case, if when you see somebody beautiful, go, whoa, Charlie, and already you have imagined how nice the person will look behind her dress. Jesus says, you have already fornicated. You and the one who did it last night is the same. In other words, some of you have done it so much that you have like 3 children, 4 children, 5 children. Just that you don't know. So what about those of you who watch pornography? If just since I'll ask for you, dear, you are sitting by it and telling, and you are watching and doing things. So as for you, you have given birth separately. With women you have never seen physically before. May the Lord wipe away our hearts. Wipe away the sins in our minds. Amen. See, these are real things. And that is why we always need to pray for purging. For purging, for the cleansing. Number three, consistent prayer life. Consistent prayer life. Psalm 145. If you want to draw closer to the Lord, you need to be consistent in prayer. You need to have a consistent prayer life. Self say, oh Ben, Yankupon, this 2019 year, and was say, open Bible. And I said, once in a while, no bonfire. No, you must have an attitude of prayer. Can I have an amen? Psalm 145, verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon him in truth. The Lord is nigh to which people? To them that call upon God. Prayer is the key. When you were young, you used to sing a certain song. You thought it's for children. But it is not for children. It is for Christians. You remember that song? If you want to grow, if you want to grow, hallelujah, read your Bible, pray every day. It's not for children. You see that you can't sing it, you think it's for children. It's a sign that you are backslidden. It is for children of God. That is the way to intimacy. These are the two legs to intimacy. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray. If you want to get closer to the Lord, that is what we mean by growth. Maturity, not gray hair. Spiritual maturity, where you have grown in the Lord, where you've gone deeper with the Lord. You could be 12 years, and in the realm of the spirit, your maturity is like a 40 years old man. Amen. And you could be 40 years, and your maturity in the realm of the spirit is like 3 years. It can happen. So it's not about physical age. If you want to grow in the Lord, consistent prayer life. Everyone say consistent prayer life. That means every day you pray, whether you are busy or you are not busy, whether you have good news or you have bad news. Once you wake up, you plan the time to wake up and to pray. He says that the Lord is near, the Lord is nigh, the Lord is closer unto them that call upon him. Once you are calling on God in prayer, the Lord will draw closer to you. God is too busy for people who are too busy for him. Did you hear what I said? I said God is too busy for those who are busy for him. Who are too busy for God. You are too busy that you can't pray. You are too busy that you are in a hurry to catch the next bus before traffic catches up with you. The Lord too is too busy. He doesn't have time for you. When you need something, he won't mind you. But those who make time, you know you need to be at the station by 6 o'clock a.m. It means that you have to factor prayer and wake up by 4. So that you can pray, you can read, you can meditate, and you can do your house chores. You can do your homework. You can do whatever you have to do for your wife, your husband, whatever, your mother, your father. And then you can still catch up with work or school. Prayer is inexcusable. God is only closer to those who call on him. May the Lord be close to you. I said, may the Lord be close to you. Jesus exemplifies it. Yesu eyemayehuye. Mark 1:35. Now in the morning, having risen up a long while before day came, he went out and departed to a quiet place, and there he prayed. Look at Jesus. Are you more busy than Jesus? Are you more busy than Jesus? When Jesus was working, the whole of the nation was following him. By the time he would wake up in the morning, there is a queue. 5,000 people were waiting for him. One point, he fed over 5,000 people. They were waiting for him. So such a man, he should go to bed very tired, more than you. He should wake up very tired, more than you. Yet, the Bible says that early in the morning, long before day. In other words, around 3. Bible says that he departed. He went to bed in the same room with Peter, John, and all those people. But the Bible says he got up and he left quietly. Because when it comes to your quiet time, it is not a family time. When it comes to your quiet time, it is not with you and your children. When it comes to a quiet time, it is not with you and your father. When it comes to a quiet time, it's not with you and your husband. You need to have a personal time, you and your God. And Jesus exemplified it. He left the apostles and he went to the mountain. The Bible says that he prayed. He prayed. Before they woke up, he was praying. So in the morning when it was around 6, Peter and Co, they were looking for him. They searched for him, so you can check the next verse. You realize that Peter and Co, they searched for him everywhere. They could not find him. They didn't know that, man, maybe perhaps they would think that maybe he's gone to the washroom or something. But no, he went to pray. When they found him, they said, where have you been? We've searched everywhere. For all men are looking for you. You, how much at all are you doing that you can't pray? That you can't read your Bible? You are too busy for God. Listen to me. I always say this and I'll say it again. The very things that have made you busy not to pray are the things that must even make you pray. That business that has made you so busy that you can't pray, it is for that business that you are even supposed to pray. Or you don't know, that marriage that you have occupied you, you can't pray. It is for that same marriage that you should pray. That money you are chasing for which reason you rush out of the house without praying, because of that money you should have prayed. Because prayer is the key. Nobody will do you good unless God gives you favor before the eyes of the person. That is why before you go out, you should have prayed and determined what will happen. Before I step out of my room, I pray and I tell God what I'm expecting. So when I come out of my room, I know what to expect. May you have an attitude of prayer. Jesus was a prayerholic, if there's something like that. He was a prayerholic, somebody who loves to pray. That is why he could say that he that sent me is with me. He that sent me, that means that God is with me. Why? Because he was a prayer person. In Luke chapter 6 verse 12, write it down. The Bible says that for Jesus left to the mountains in the middle of the night and he prayed all night. You are not praying all night. You don't like all night. When we say come for all night, you ask that fene miya all night. Jesus went to the mountain. I won't be in any mountain. I'm marching a bonfire all night. Who a dying way to be bonfire all night? Amen. Jesus was born by a virgin. That's all night. You and I, who gave birth to us? He that he was born by a virgin, no sin. Tell somebody that you must love prayer this year. You must love prayer. Hey, so you mean you can't pray 10 minutes before you leave home for work? You mean you can't pray 10 minutes? You mean God cannot even have 10 minutes of time to talk to you? Wow. Then you are really busy. If you can't pray, then you are really busy. The Bible says that, and when you call upon him, he will turn his back upon you because you did not know him. I pray that we will have a change of life. Number four, after consistent prayer, what else do you do? Consistent word study. Like the song we sang, read your Bible, pray every day. This, they are twins of attracting divine presence or consistency with God. If you want to get closer to God, you pray and you read. Do you know why after you pray you must read? Because when you pray, you are talking to God. Amen. Are you writing what I'm saying now? The reason why prayer and reading of the word goes together is because when you pray, you are the one doing the talking, isn't it? Now, how will God also talk to you? The basic way by which God can talk to his children. A lot of you, if I tell you that, and God spoke to me, me, I've never heard some people. God doesn't speak in treble or in bass. Because Hollywood people have taught you that God speaks bass. How many of you know the Hollywood movies? Then God spoke to Abraham. Abraham. That was Hollywood voice. We don't know whether God speaks bass. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. But you see, you have to understand that when you are praying, you are talking to God. But for God to talk to every believer, God has several ways he can talk to you. In dreams, in visions, God can talk to you through a still small voice. With your own voice can be speaking to you that, no, don't do this, do that. Your own voice within you, we call the still small voice. Or you can use the voice of your pastor, the one you listen to every day. So when you start opening the Bible, you see that it's as if Pastor Prince is there talking to you, explaining the scripture to you. But it is not me. It is just because you are familiar with my voice. So God uses my voice to explain what you are reading. How many of you have heard that thing before? Those who listen to me a lot, when you are reading the Bible, it is my voice you hear explaining to you. But it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. Just that he just needs a voice. And he can either use your own voice, something like that. And I'm arguing, catching them. It's not your arguing. He used your own voice. But you see, aside all this, because all this, decoding it is very difficult. You may not even know that God is speaking to you. But the basic way by which God can speak to every child of God, for you to know what he wants you to do for every day, is by opening the Bible. Hear me. When you open the Bible, you have opened the mouth of God. Write it down. When you open the Bible, you have opened the mouth of God. That will be nyamia sem we be nyamia no obekasa. Nyamia sem eye the basic way and yankopon in makasa, the easiest way. And not your untime from okay go asuma ebia wantini ebia obon samson e kasa untimi who difference no. But nyamia sem dear nyamia sem and it the surest way obetimi dia then a director. Until nyentia ya bon paya yesa kind nyamia sem ni say ubon paya uni nyankopon e kasa. Se ubie nansema nyankopon ne wo e kasa. You understand the difference? So if you only do the talking, shabalaba, then check the time. Bye bye, God. Bye bye. What you have done is called monologue. Say monologue. Do you know monologue? One man talking. Mono. Mono is one. One man talking. But you need dialogue. How will you feel if your child comes to you in the morning? Daddy, I need it. But the child comes, okay, Kobe, he's gone. Da 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 da. Ha, are you okay? And now the okasa o mami nkemi. Uni obi kasa kada okada. Mami so mi nkasa e. That is how God feels when you finish praying and you pack your tools and you go away. No Bible reading. Se okasa manyami nkasa bi. Can't you be your tongue? Okasa manyami so nkasa bi. Kwaimbe so nyanyankupo beti makasa. The basic way ni se ube biye chere semnim. Open the word of God. If you can open the word of God, you have opened the mouth of God. You will hear him talk to you. May the Lord speak to somebody from today. And once you make God talk, your fellowship becomes strong. You see, it will correct you. You realize that only nyankopon no ko fa no afi e beye tight because only ne kasa o kan wa drink there no o wi anu so akana dwia tere. That's how it works. Dialogue. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Consistent word study, word of God study, or what we call quiet time, has both prayer and Bible reading. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Everybody say richly. Oh, I didn't hear that. Say richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you half. Is that what the Bible said? Once in a while you read the Bible. So the whole week, how many of you read the Bible? Once throughout the whole week. Where did you once? Banka o mami ma wejo ani once in a week and come back say the morning. But who feed you once in a week and unpo no na chese Pastor Prince akasa ache no. Amen. But Paul says let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Chese endosun ewo mu nyamiansem no endosun ewo mu nyamiansem no endosun. The word of Christ should dwell in you. This is how to get close to God. Oh, if you want to be close this year, you have decided to be close with God, but this is how to. The word of Christ, the word of Christ, the word of Christ must dwell in you. You must read it morning. You must read it before leaving, before you sleep. You must try to read something. You must make sure every day I've read something. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Hallelujah. So that you can be teaching and admonishing one another. He said, when the word of Christ dwell in you richly, that is when you open your mouth, you'll be teaching one another. He didn't say so that you'll be a pastor. So we don't read the Bible just to be a pastor. You only find only pastors reading the Bible. And Christians don't want to read the Bible. Paul didn't say that let the word of Christ dwell in you richly so that you can be a pastor, so that you can be a minister. No, he said that so that you can be teaching one another. Admonishing means encouraging one another. So assuming in the morning I come to you and I say, oh Brother Eugene, Charlie, I'm facing some serious issue. You, because you remember that in the morning when you were reading your Bible, the Bible told you that many are the afflictions of the righteous,
but the Lord would deliver him from them all. The moment I come to you, I say, Charlie, no me mum koyo, Charlie, yes, I say, assume me 2019, then quickly that scripture that is in you richly, it will pop up and say, oh, my brother, the Bible says in James chapter 1 that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will bring him out of them all. What you have done is not pastoral ministry. What you have done is admonishing one another, encouraging one another, teaching one another. That is not for archbishops. That is not for bishops. That is not for pastors and reverends and evangelists. That is for children of God. You understand what I'm saying? Tell somebody, let the word of Christ dwell in you more. 2019, let it dwell in you more. So that when you open your mouth, you can be encouraging one another. By the time the person comes in, Charlie, me cross out, me send me pen and me come. Oh, so you have rather killed the person's beam. Cry. I pray that this year will be a very spiritual year for you. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. He said, and now, brethren, I commend you to God. In other words, I recommend God for you. It's like you are sick, and I come to you and say, with this sickness, I think when you take APC, you'll be fine. What am I doing? I'm recommending APC for you. So Paul says that, brethren, children of God, I recommend God for you. And what? And the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. I recommend you, or I commend you to God and to his word, the Bible, that thing under your pillow. I commend it. You see, what you are going through, that is the solution to what you are going through. It has the antidote. I commend you to the Bible, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. If you want to get closer to God, deeper to God, then I commend you to the word of God. I commend you to the word of God. I advise you to read the word of God. Otherwise, it will just be a mouth confession. You only be saying it with your mouth. Intimacy with God, come up hither. Intimacy with God, come up hither. And the more you are saying it, the more you know you are backsliding. The more you know you are drying up. But I pray that you will go for the word of God. The word of God. Say the word of God. Commend unto you the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 9. Is that whither shall a man, in other words, how can a young man cleanse his ways? How can a man cleanse his ways? And on one case, answer, by taking heed or paying attention to the word of God. By paying attention to thy word. Verse 10, he said, for with my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Your word have I hidden in my heart. How can a young man stop fornication? He says, unless he pay attention to your word. How can a young man stop smoking? Unless he pays attention to your word. How can a young man stop living anyhow? How can a young woman stop living anyhow? How can your life change? Unless you pay attention. The reason why you are praying, your life is not changing, is because you are praying, but you are not paying attention to the word. If you start paying attention to the word of God, Bible says that he will change you. For thy word have I hidden in my heart, so that I will not sin against you. If you don't want to sin against God this year, what must you take? Hide the word of God in your heart. Hide it, not under your pillow, not in your back. Some of you only know where your Bible is when you are coming to church. That is when you go looking for it. So if your mother mistakenly changes the place, or the one you are staying with changes the place, that means that you are looking, where have you put it, where have you put it? Because when you go back, you put the Bible somewhere. When you do that, you cannot stay holy. If you want to live holy for the Lord this year, thy word have I hid in my heart, sir, I will not sin against you. Come on, do it better. Hallelujah. Are you happy about that? Let me do the last one for tonight. Number 5. Be filled with spiritual songs. Oh. Be filled with spiritual songs. That is where a lot of us are guilty again. A lot of us. On your phones, you have all kinds of songs. On your tablets, all kinds of songs. Your radio station is always where they are playing all sorts of strange songs.
Oh, na say enye cassette eye radio no no tune ne ho. Radio no no ade ne ho. Enye wo de. Enti say obo ne awon pe awon timi nsisa. Eye wo de. Ti na wo eda ho na o ka te una say radio, omu yo mema news. Enye say say ye ma news na na wa babak.
Because someone was doing that. We say me tears 6 o'clock news. Sitting there down. Me say now about 3. That when the boss says 6, me but now what me? What me? We are sitting now me.
Amen.
Sometimes some of you don't understand when we say don't listen to worldly songs. Listen to me. No proper Christian listens to worldly songs. I'm telling you, take it from me. No correct Christian listens to worldly. If you see any pastor who is into worldly song, his Christianity, those are the pastors when they get to the door of heaven, Jesus will tell them that I do not know you. Yes, you are a pastor, but I do not know you because you are not closer to me. You don't feel what I feel. You don't like what I like. How come you like worldly things when God doesn't like worldly things? Okay, if you came to church today, and the microphone, I'm about to preach, and I start singing, and then I say, Charlie, let us pray. I know my level, and I start singing.
Say what are the lyrics, God?
He said, I'll buy what a car for my mother, and I start singing for you. Listen, you who have been fighting against the teachings of worldly songs, do you know that you start suspecting?
Ah, now we can't. Sorry, Anna.
And I say, we cry, so like you yourself, unim papa, and so about phone, so dear, what's it that? But Nami fear, you also hear my aunt, unim say, we are Namia sorry dying. And I did say, then when Namia sorry dying, Uba Hanuman and Nami Humba, and you're dying, Keke. Say, Nami baby Baha, and Nami Humba. We are the church. It is a woman to be to San Yumniwaha. Not to be too of ya, now you're hypocrite. Any song you cannot sing in church, when you sing it at home, you are a hypocrite. Same thing, any dressing you can't bring to God, when you dress that thing to wear whatever is, you are a hypocrite. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? Bible says that you don't own yourself. God is in you. And God is in you, and early morning, you are feeding God with, I know my level. When have you seen that someone is singing worldly song and then the Holy Ghost came down? And then people are speaking in tongues. Librata nabaha. Lekete kebrahata. Maybe Celine Dion is singing. Oh, yeah. We always love you. As he's singing on the rabababababa. Ikete kebrahata. When have you seen some before? When have you seen a worldly person who is like, there's this one that was a hit fast, I'm telling you. He said, what, sad is no money, say, gospel, say, don't me, or say, then, Nyamimbe, so steer anymore. Because, Obo, Nyamim, didn't say, Christopher, so for you now to be, Nyamimbe, so steer, oh, Namabu, how many of you can be singing and you see that the anointing and then people, miracles will be happening? The miracles. No, tell me. They don't put the scripture aside. We are just talking. So if you know that by singing of these songs, no presence of God comes and the presence is dry. Do you know that when you are fornicating, these are the songs that helps you? That is why the day the girl is coming, you change the station from Sunny FM quickly. Oh, how many of you know what I'm talking about? The day she's coming, you hide all the preaching. Oh, I said you don't have my tape. You hide all. You start thinking, no women, no cry. Hey! Because and when the member asked me, the song is going on. The song is nice background. Need the wings to fly. How do you sing that one? I need the wings. Show me that one. What was that?
that those group Westlife. Those days when gentlemen are fornicating, Westlife is their soundtrack. How many of you remember those times? Yes. There was a man staying next to my door. Anytime somebody is inside, I don't need a prophet to tell me. When I come from the park and I get home, by then I will stay at Malam. When I get home and I hear an empty and then the blue light. Sometimes red light. I need a wings to fly. Then I know I can egg below. And no people over chilling. Now one cassa, when you are about to do the thing, not say mistakenly. Quickly. Sometimes Uber two will say, "Masha, I'm blocking radio." Because I know now a juice, you know. So you yourself, you know, say you are saying no matter a bois, am I heading? Yeah, no man, you deep on it. Only say once I have born, I mean, no pay. Somewhere, somehow, I'm feeling fine. And no tell, say, and no, no, need now, or whom I did. It is only me argument, say, oh, now say, yes, she are, you hypocrite, you don't know what you're talking about. The whole thing, Yami, can I say, you now understand, say, every spirit, listen to me, Elisha, every miracle. Miracle na Elisha bebe omo fre no no em se na odidi nti o feeling normal ti de se na me se me po asori ami na ma me normal man me di agro I'm free but se ye be ma na me na me so that's why we do worship praises a chi na me hun ba nsa na prepare ye na fa ma na nkopo e den enu nti na akonfo e be come a e de na mo de come ani anyum ani atini adentina omo ba ro o pie free mu na oba. No, I was saying you're botching. Every song has a spirit. And you watch near your bomb comfort then omwa come no esani. There were no more swa ye twa na me whom esani. And you want no ma ye twa a jamai sani in sanum esani. No, don't make some unnecessary argument. And you be an umai then a chiba. No more out here, you just want to just have a girlfriend. How many now? Once that we radio presenter, no? Ladies and gentlemen, co-hosts, this night I'm reading this message from Mr. Soso and so from Winnebar. Says he's wishing his beloved, beautiful girlfriend in Tema, DH. Now that also, Charlie, I need someone. He turned away, sending message. No, more bokus, some cool. I believe I can fly. Practical. It's the real thing. See that then you just want to just misbehave. But if not for those songs, you see that you are not even thinking. You're not thinking then. Especially those of you who even watch the music videos. That's another level. Because now you are not just hearing, you are seeing pictures. You are seeing pictures of naked bodies that are shaking. Others are lying on the bed doing some things. So it's like all of a sudden something is happening to you. In the same way, when they start singing Christian songs, spiritual songs, all of a sudden you feel like praying.
Like nobody will tell you that speak in tongues. But when you open your mouth, you realize that your spirit is charged. So Elisha was about to perform a miracle. When the king called, Elijah said, go and look for a singer. Bible said they went and brought a musician. And the Bible said when the musician started playing and singing, all of a sudden the anointing of God came upon Elisha and he started prophesying and started. That is why anytime those of you who have followed my ministry, the day you see me ministering, that is the day that the music has really gone well. I don't like ministering to people when the place is dry, because music calls a spirit, and what spirit the music calls is dependent on two things: one, the lyrics of the song, and two, the singer of the song. These two things determine what spirit follows the song. The singer, if the singer has sold himself for the devil, his songs only attract demonic powers. They may be very nice and powerful. The singer is devoted to the Lord. Song only calls forth spiritual beings, calls forth Holy Spirit. Amen. So now let's take a scripture to support what we have said. But do you agree with what I'm saying? At least to a level, you think it is right that a Christian shouldn't listen? God, there's an argument out there. Oh, but there's no problem. It's because you are far from God. That's why you don't know. You are far. You are far, so you don't know the difference. You are far. Amen. Be consistent. Make sure you don't listen to evil song. Ephesians 5 verse 18 said, do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. What are the songs Christians must sing? Listen, he started by saying that do not be filled with alcohol wherein is excess. In other words, anytime you take alcohol, you behave excess. You talk too much, you fight too much, you eat too much, you have sex too much, you fool too much. Do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess. You do too much when you take it. That is why alcohol is bad, because you do too much. It makes you do too much. Amen. And you know it. Anytime you take alcohol, you misbehave. And he says, instead of alcohol, there is something that can make you do too much for God. So he just opposed it. Instead of going for alcohol, so he said, do not be filled with wine wherein is foolishness, excess. But in other words, instead of this, take this. It's like telling you that we are in the negative, you know, we are in the positive, you know. It's open a papa na kafa way, open a negative na way. And instead of taking alcohol, say open say we are charged up. Instead of taking alcohol, a debit my o Christ only charged up is spiritual songs. You don't understand. Do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How? Verse 19. Speaking to one another in hymns, in spiritual songs, in psalms, making melody to the Lord. These are the things that fills you with the Spirit. If you want to be filled with the Spirit, I want to be filled with the Spirit. I want to be filled with the Spirit. It's through a song. It's through a song. It's through a song. Do you want to get close to God? Do you want to feel? As you are sitting down here right now, you are feeling normal. Oh, let me call someone who has a very anointed voice and let them start playing some strings right now. The atmosphere will change. All of a sudden, the atmosphere will change. Why? Because music carries spirit. From today, you are picking your phone and you are deleting all those poison from your phone. All the things that are drawing you far from God, you are deleting. You are not thinking twice about it. Whether they mention Bible in it, whether they mention God in it, it's not important. When Christians want to sing worldly songs, they look for the one that has God's name in there. God win, oh God win. There is a pastor singing, God win. It's a worldly person that sang a worldly song. The fact that God win is inside does not mean it's a Christian song. Am I speaking? So don't hide behind one nyami dine woman and say it's a Christian song. Colossians 3:16 repeats it. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. What say repeat if you singing? So you see, you can't challenge the word of God. Or say, kwanya obenam song, konkobetina umunye to nyami nyom, Christo nyom, enye yasinom.
Kase wo na where there a church lessons where there a church lesson. Who person where your odonum where tuma adofo where your futu adedem upe futu akokan Bible upe odo Musa akokan Song of Solomon bibia wo ye bia wo mu. Most of those songs, it is for what? A jamaimbo. By Amufen Odo. There's a difference between Odo and a jamaimbo. Odo is not sex. If love is sex, then prostitutes are best lovers. Go and marry them. If love is sex, then go and look for a prostitute and marry. Because they are best lovers. They can love 15 men at the same time. They are best lovers. So Odo here said, "O foul bar now, bear power." And then prostitutes, omu ye best lovers. I'm telling you, because omu ejumano, they are professionals. Love has nothing to do with sex. Love goes beyond, far beyond sex. That is why those people, when they marry after the sex, when they marry, you see that they now face reality that love is not sex. Not to you, many so. Love actually is not blind. It is sex that is blind. Lust is blind. When you are lusting after the person, oh Jimmy Crown and cancer is a chalu Jimmy, we are me waro. Because I mean, am I like? Because only shower, Eda, unye bi a usunti, or yeah, the wrong thing, cra unka. Oh, I really are. So, say, love is not about using. It's a fena, because we're now enemy pro, we're now, oh yeah, that I want cancer. So, we use our unchia cardia na yode. I mean, I wish you our. Be very, very careful. Amen. Amen. Spiritual songs. Last scriptures. Psalm 22:3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Psalm 22:3. Said, you are holy, you that stay in the praises, in the worship of Israel. That means that where is the house of God? The house of God is where praises and worship goes on. Says that you, God, you are holy. You are the one who stays in our praise and worship. The Lord doesn't stay in the music out there. He stays in our praise and worship. That means that Christian songs attract God. Worldly songs attract the opposite of God, who is called the devil. And when he comes with all the bad things you have been doing. All the bad things you have been doing. Because he's around. He's in charge. From today, your deliverance has arrived. I said your deliverance has arrived. Clap your hands and rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Pastor Prince Laye. If you have been blessed by this message but have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko. For more information, please call 054-324-8982 or 024-1372-895. God richly bless you.